there's this dark cloud over the streets of Beirut. There's this sense of despair in the hearts of hundreds of thousands of individuals. So hard for Lebanon, immediately as we made sure that our staff is all accounted for, we had to hit now the rescue button and start getting busy and being the hand and feet of Jesus. We are in this together, standing side by side, raising the arms of those who are weary, loving on those who are hurting, praying for those who are mourning, and helping those in need.
From the country of Lebanon, that is Heart for Lebanon's co-founder, Camille Melki, and I am Jack Hibbard. Thank you for tuning in to what I believe may just be the most important part of your day. I'm sure your heart has been stirred as you've watched the news coming from the country of Lebanon. The devastation caused by the blast there has left over 300,000 people homeless, 6,000 injured, and to date more than 150 souls have perished. All this coming in the midst of a COVID-19 political, economical, and refugee crisis that the UN had already called the worst humanitarian crisis since World War II. Lebanon needs our help. But the good news is that God is at work, and today you'll have the opportunity to connect to that work in a very practical way through the ministry of Heart for Lebanon. Before we give you the details, I realize that time may be short for some of you, so I want to give you a phone number where you can immediately invest into the response that Camille described just a moment ago by helping to bring the hope of Jesus in the middle of this emergency situation. That phone number is 888-444-8068. That's 888-444-8068, or you can give safely online by clicking the Crisis in Lebanon banner at this station's website. Your investment of $116 helps two families impacted by this crisis with emergency supplies needed to survive the next 60 days and the hope of the gospel, which lasts forever. Again, the phone number, 888-444-8068. Now, to give us some context on exactly who Heart for Lebanon is and what we're doing in the middle of this crisis in Lebanon, I've invited Tom Adama, the co-founder of Heart for Lebanon, to join us for this special time together. Well, Tom, we all have seen the horrific images coming out on the news in recent days from Lebanon. Tell us a little bit about Heart for Lebanon as an organization and also how we're responding to this current crisis.
Thanks, Jack. You know, back in 2006, Camille Melki and I co-founded Heart for Lebanon out of a crisis. And Camille and I said, how cool would it be and how biblical would it be if we could go into southern Lebanon and reach people with the gospel of Jesus Christ in a holistic way and do it unconditionally? And by holistic, we mean go in there and meet their physical needs, emotional needs, and ultimately their spiritual needs to make disciples of Jesus Christ, which is our mission. And so as we're drawn into a conversation, we'll share with them the love of Jesus Christ. And through the years, that happened with the Iraqi refugees, and we're still serving Iraqi refugees. We're still serving Bedouins and Gypsies in South Lebanon. Then the Syrian war broke out, and then we started serving Syrian refugees. And that's the largest bucket to this day that we serve is those Syrian refugees. Then on August the 11th, Beirut was devastated by this massive explosion, which is reported to be the third largest explosion in world history, the first two being the atom bomb. 250 to 300,000 families are displaced in a country that has no way of doing temporary housing, no way to care for these people, and it left the country really in bad shape. So this just compounds the political crisis, which started last October and even last night, were protests going on in Beirut. There's a financial crisis going on in the country, hyperinflation for the last 4 months at 10% a month. It's got COVID-19 going on, which is a huge crisis. And then you have the Syrian refugee problem, which honestly has become a bigger problem since the explosion and the devastation of downtown, the Ashrafi section of Beirut. So in the middle of all these crises, what's Heart for Lebanon doing? Well, we're doing what we've always done. We're doing family care unconditionally. We're leading people into a conversation, starts with praying for them before we start cleaning up the glass and rebuilding doors, trying to make their facilities secure. But we're not just nilly-willy doing it wherever. We're working through 10 churches, 10 evangelical churches that we've partnered with down through the years in the Asherfee area. And we're helping three Christian schools get up and running again because we want to work through the local church to reach their communities with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because when we're drawn into a conversation about Jesus, we want to say, well, let me point you to pastor of this church or of that church or whatever, and let them do the spiritual formation work rather than Heart for Lebanon. We really, there's good churches in Beirut. We don't need to do Bible studies in Beirut, but we need to partner with them so that they can be good citizens, good Christian, compassionate people in their communities to reach their community for Jesus Christ.
This is our breathtaking opportunity to share the love of Jesus Christ to the largest unreached people group in the world, Muslims from Syria, all living in the freest, most democratic country in the Middle East called Lebanon. Our privilege is to lead them from the despair that they see and live in every day to the hope that's found in Jesus Christ.
And over the next several moments together, folks, you're going to have the opportunity to participate in that process of bringing people from despair to hope. But I first want to give a telephone number once again. I want to make sure you have this number because this is the way for you to be a part of this process that we're talking about in terms of taking people from despair to hope. You can do it with a simple phone call, 888-444-8068. Let me give you the number again, 888-444-8068. Or go to this station's website, click the Crisis in Lebanon banner. You can learn more about Heart for Lebanon there. Even watch videos, find out all about us, and of course you can give a safe and secure donation. Your investment right now of $116 will help us reach two of these desperate families for the next 60 days with emergency supplies and the gospel of Jesus Christ. 888-444-8068. That's 888-444-8068, or just click the Crisis in Lebanon banner at this great station's website. Tom, you talked about a very bleak picture, but you finished by saying that in the middle of that bleak picture, in the middle of despair, people are being lifted from that despair to hope. Talk about how you've seen that happen in the hearts and the lives of the people that we're getting a chance to minister to.
Well, Jack, it's all built on relationships. You know, we take our relationship with our Heavenly Father sometimes a little loosely. We take it at Heart for Lebanon very seriously and try to transport our relationship with our Heavenly Father to the people that comes in our path each and every day. It's important that we take our relationship with our Heavenly Father and share it as openly and honestly as we can to the people that come in our path. Here's a story of a person that sticks in my mind because it's such a vivid illustration of what a relationship means. When you start serving people, especially Lebanese serving people who abused them at one time, serving them, they have lots of questions. And we answer those questions in the first person. Well, here's what Jesus Christ has done for me. And that draws them into a conversation about Jesus Christ. And eventually we begin to serve them. And because we serve them unconditionally, yet holistically, they come to faith in Jesus Christ. And that's what happened to Peter. Peter is a great example of somebody that came to faith in Christ, walked here from Syria with his mother, stood in front of the children on our Hope on Wheels program, and said to the teacher and the group in front of him, I came from Syria. I watched my father, my grandmother, my grandfather, and one of my siblings die in front of me. My mom came in, pulled me and my sister out, and we walked to Lebanon, and Heart for Lebanon found me, and that's why I'm here today, and I've got something to eat, and I got clothes on my back. And then the teacher said to Peter, Peter, what do you want to be when you grow up? And Peter said, I want to be a terrorist when I grow up, very proudly. Shocked and amazed, she said, Peter, say that again. What do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a terrorist when I grow up, was his response. Well, because of a relationship, because we can share with them who Jesus Christ is, if you sat in that tent today with Peter and asked Peter that same question, Peter, what do you want to be when you grow up? He'll say, Uncle Tom, I want to be a peacemaker. I don't know if that's a pastor or a police officer, but I just want to bring the peace to my people back in Syria. that Jesus gave me today. He changed my life. He transformed my life from somebody that wanted to kill people to somebody that wants to love people. It's based on relationship.
If you want to be a part of life change right now, you could do it with a simple call, 888-444-8068. Every investment of $116 helps two families. These families are an average size of six for the next 60 days with emergency supplies and the gospel of Jesus Christ. The next Peter is waiting for you. And as a matter of fact, we right now have a waiting list that numbers almost 1,000 families. Here's what I'd like to do in the next couple of moments together, and we only have a few moments left. I'd love for us to take care of the next 10 families. Would you and four others go to the phones right now, 888-444-8068? Perhaps you've been uniquely blessed, and you'd say, you know what? 10 families? Our family will take care of those 10 families. What a wonderful conversation that would be around the dinner table tonight if you sat down with your family and said, you know what? We took care of 10 hurting families in the country of Lebanon that needed to know about Jesus. That would be just a gift of $580. Whatever the Lord's laying on your heart, make the call now, 888-444-8068. That's 888-444-8068. You also can give safely and securely online or learn more about Heart for Lebanon by clicking the Crisis in Lebanon banner at this station's website.
My name is Afaf. This last year has been life-changing for me and my family of seven. I had heard of Heart for Lebanon for a while before I decided to go to their center to ask for help. I was expecting to maybe receive food portions and cleaning detergents, but what I received was much more than just a bag of food. I received the Word of God. I remember leaving there with a sense of hope and deep joy that I hadn't felt in a long time. With tears streaming down my face, I rushed back home determined to tell all my family and friends about Jesus. As a mother of five children, I'm constantly running around caring for their needs. And since my husband is suffering from heart disease, I am also responsible for providing for the family. I've been so worried and filled with anxiety, but that afternoon at the Heart for Lebanon Center completely opened my eyes. For the first time in my life, I learned that God cares for me and for my family, and listening to the Word of God has lifted my spirits and given me new hope. When the staff prayed for me, I was amazed because no one had ever prayed for me before, and I suddenly realized that God is close, wants to have a relationship with me, and is not angry. Now I attend church service every Sunday, even though I have to walk 3 miles to get there. Even my husband started joining me when he saw this sudden joy in my heart. Although our circumstances are still not easy, I know that God is on our side and He is the God of the impossible.
And that is hope. It's the hope that you can provide for the next family, just like Afaf's family. Did you hear what she said? I received much more than just a bag of food. I received the Word of God. That's what you help us provide when you make the investment at 888-444-8068.
Your investment of $116 will help us reach two families impacted by this crisis with emergency supplies needed to survive the next 60 days and the hope of the gospel, which lasts forever. The phone number to call is 888-444-8068. That's 888-444-8068. You can also give securely at this station's website. Just click the Crisis in Lebanon banner. When we talk about emergency supplies, let me just define that for you in just a second, especially in this crisis moment. We have over 60 volunteers and staff right now downtown in Beirut with supplemental food portions, mattresses, temporary housing, hygiene kits, Bible studies, just about anything they need to survive. That's why we call it Survival Essentials, and that's what your investment makes possible today. 888-444-8068. Of course, we realize that this is an unusual time in our country and around the world as we continue to battle the effects of a world health crisis, a pandemic. Some of you listening today, I know, have been adversely affected by that pandemic, and our hearts go out to you. In fact, if we can pray for you, we would love to do that. Just mention that when you call. But for those of you who have been uniquely blessed, perhaps those of you
who have not been adversely affected by all these events, I'm going to ask you to do something very unique right now, and that's stand in the gap for those who can't give. Perhaps God has spared you for exactly this moment in time, for exactly this crisis. Would you be as generous as you can when you call 888-444-8068? That's 888-444-8068. Or give online at this station's website. Just click the Crisis in Lebanon banner. Tom, you know, I want to camp out on that thought for just a second, because I'm sure people are listening to us right now thinking, why in the world would you be asking for help for people who are halfway around the world when we have so much going on in our country right now?
And I understand it, and we're praying for you, even though we don't know you by name. But I really believe that we should be praying for you. And by that, I mean is if you'd call the number Jack gives and say, hey, here's my prayer request. Will you pray for me? We will do that, because that's very important to us. And that is a way you can invest in this ministry as well. But it goes beyond that, Jack. I think that Jesus was very clear. He gave us four areas of the world that we're supposed to be involved in as believers in him, followers of Jesus Christ. But not only that, he digs down deeper with the parable of the Good Samaritan, and he says, here's how I want you to do this. When people come in your path, when people come in your way that have a need, I want you to pray about it. I want you to think about it. I want you to seek me. And then all he's telling us to do is to listen to that whisper and do what he tells us to do. It's going to cost us something. But what is it? It's not about the amount that you might want to give. It's about the amount God's telling you to give. It can be any amount that God asks you to give. And what we're really interested in you doing is praying about it, asking God, is this something I should invest in? And we use that word on purpose, because we will give you a return on your investment. And then listen to that whisper of the Holy Spirit and do what he's telling you to do. This is a breathtaking opportunity. This is our Esther moment. Don't let it go by without at least praying for it.
We don't believe that there are any mistakes in terms of God's timing. And so you're listening at this very moment for a purpose. I hope that purpose is to stand with us right now. You can do so by making your investment at 888-444-8068. That's 888-444-8068, or just click the Crisis in Lebanon banner at this station's website.
My name is Amira. For the longest time, I refused to leave Syria. It didn't matter to me that we endured shelling and hunger, or that we witnessed death everywhere. All I wanted was to stay home with my husband and three kids. But finally, the shelling became unbearable, and we had no choice but to run for our lives. I didn't even get the chance to gather my legal documents. When we arrived in Lebanon, we found a refugee tent settlement close to the border where we live now. Shortly after, Heart for Lebanon came by to meet us. They showed us such kindness and care that I didn't even know how to express my gratitude. My family and I immediately started receiving survival essentials from Heart for Lebanon, and we got involved in their activities. I remember the first time a staff member invited me to attend the women's Bible study. I was skeptical at first and didn't really want to join. But then, I heard the other women at the tent settlement saying such great things about the Bible study that I had to go see it for myself. So I went, and I've been going ever since. Today, I even attend Hope Evangelical Church on Sundays. The first time I went to church, I felt like I was in a dream. All these beautiful hymns touched my heart, and the sermons held a lot of beautiful promises from God. I don't know where life will take us, but I know God has a future for us. I want to spend the rest of my life telling people about Jesus and his salvation.
A future and a hope. That's what God provides through your investments to Heart for Lebanon.
We've been talking about an investment of $116 reaching two families impacted by this crisis with emergency supplies that they'll need for the next 60 days, and of course the hope of the gospel, which lasts forever. But estimates are right now that 300,000 people are homeless after the recent tragedy in downtown Beirut. So thousands are needing our help.
So I want to ask those of you who have been uniquely blessed to perhaps be as generous as you can in this moment of crisis. Perhaps a gift of $1,000, which would help us reach 17 families, or $2,000, or $5,000, which would take 86 families off a list that so desperately needs our help. It's not about equal gifts. It's about equal sacrifice. So whatever the Lord's asking you to do, would you do it right now? 888-444-8068 is the number to call. 888-444-8068.
Tom, the current crisis in Lebanon, obviously one of the worst that we've ever seen. But as we've been saying, in the middle of it all, there has never been a better opportunity to reach people with the gospel. You keep using this term, now is our moment in time. Why is it so important to reach these families right now?
Well, this is our Esther moment. This is a privilege. I really hate to word it this way, Jack, but God keeps giving us, both in America and internationally, these unique opportunities to share Jesus Christ with people in desperate need. When people see that we have clarity in our life, they ask questions. And they ask deep, good spiritual questions that they don't think are spiritual, but they are, because they allow us to connect where they are to Jesus Christ. And this is that moment. Even with, as we're restoring Beirut and we're working with the local church down there, the Syrian refugees are more at risk today for radicalization than ever before, and more prone to hatred than ever before because of the environment to which they live in today that wasn't this way 2 weeks ago. This is our moment, because they're wide open to the gospel of Jesus Christ. How dare we not prayerfully consider doing all we can do to reach them with Christ? Listen, the radical groups are sitting there, as one lady showed me, with $500 cash in her hands, because the radical group from London said, I'll give you everything Heart for Lebanon's giving you, and $500 cash. Well, where are they getting all that kind of money from? Number one is a great question, but number two is, she realized real fast that she was being bought with her kids were being ruined. And she threw that $500 in the fire and burned it and came back to Heart for Lebanon and said, please forgive me. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. I want my kids to grow up with Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And those kids today are wonderful testimonies in their community for Jesus Christ. We're leading people, Jack, Lebanese people, Sunni, Shiite, Kurdish, Bedouins, Gypsies, Iraqi refugees, and Syrian refugees to hope in Jesus Christ.
Let's rescue these families. Let's rescue these children for Jesus Christ before someone else captures them for evil. The way you help us do that is by making the investment right now at 888-444-8068. That's 888-444-8068.
An investment of $116 will help us reach two families impacted by the crisis with emergency supplies needed to survive the next 60 days and the hope of the gospel, which lasts forever.
Click the Crisis in Lebanon banner at this station's website to give online, or call 888-444-8068.
Losing everything you own is a terrible experience. But having it happen twice in your lifetime is almost unbearable. That's what happened to Muhammad and his family. Recently, a fire broke out in the tent settlement where they were living, and just like when they fled Syria with nothing else but the clothes on their backs, they lost everything. While it's been hard for Muhammad and his family to adjust to living in a refugee settlement, that tent had become home and a safe place for his wife and kids. To this day, no one knows what caused the fire. It might have been the dangerous way that electricity is shared, a cigarette butt, or maybe a candle. But what we know for sure is that through it all, Heart for Lebanon had been there. Thanks to friends like you, we've visited this family month after month, and we've listened to their heartache. We've also provided monthly food portions, and when it got cold, gave them winter blankets, heaters, and socks. Pretty much everything they have needed to survive. And through the love we've tried to show them, they are learning about a God who loves them even more. Muhammad's wife is now involved in weekly worship gatherings, and the kids love the Hope on Wheels program. Muhammad recently told us, "Thank you for not forsaking us. You are like family to us now." More families like Muhammad's are waiting to hear about the hope that only Jesus can provide. Thank you for giving now.
To make your investment right now, call 888-444-8068.
8068.
Well, we started this time together saying that this could be the most important part of your day. But I like the idea that Tom Adams shared with us, that this might just be the most important moment of our generation. Thousands of hurting people in Lebanon need our help right now. Heart for Lebanon is there, on the ground, supplying emergency supplies and the temporary housing that will meet their immediate needs, but more importantly, sharing Christ with these who have their hearts wide open to the gospel. What an opportunity we have in this moment in time. Will you join us? 888-444-8068. That's 888-444-8068. Just call that number. Tell the operator you want to be as generous as you can as we try to reach these families with emergency supplies needed to survive the next 60 days and the hope of the gospel, which lasts forever. 888-444-8068, or just click the Crisis in Lebanon banner at this station's website. For Heart for Lebanon's co-founder, Tom Adama, I'm Jack Hibbard. Thank you for listening, thank you for praying, and thank you for giving during this most urgent time.